Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. Now you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Now remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. Searching the echoing cellar rooms in the Balkan castle, Frank Chandler has found Dorothy trapped in a medieval dungeon. She seems unconscious, and the water from the old cistern is slowly rising about her. Later, she can give him no coherent account of what had happened. The search for Dorothy has prevented Chandler from warning young Nicholas Karowitz, once the crown prince, that his riding accident that morning had been carefully planned. Chandler believes it was arranged by Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, who regards the continuing popularity of Nicholas as a threat to his power. As Chandler prepares to investigate, he receives a message from Carter Mason, the American consul. Nicholas has disappeared. The present scene opens the following morning in the gloomy hall of the old castle. Chandu, the magician.
Bob, just a minute.
Oh, I'm just going up to see how Mom is.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
I told you I was going down to the consulate again to see if anything's been heard of Nicholas. When I come
back... Well, if they found him, Mr. Mason would let you know, wouldn't he?
That depends. Now, when I come back, I want you to go through the cellars with me.
Sure. But I don't see why you'd think Dimitri'd be down there all this time.
I don't.
Well?
I don't think Dimitri knew anything about the water in the cellar yesterday.
Somebody disconnected that pipe.
Well, that's not the way Dimitri works.
I guess not.
It's the sort of malicious mischief a child might think of.
Huh?
Or a man with the mind of a child.
You sound as if you knew who it was.
I hope I'm wrong. But I think I do know.
Who? And what makes you think there was anybody else down there anyway?
Bob, I saw some very peculiar footprints when you and I went down to fix that pipe. Not your mother's, not Dimitri's.
You didn't say anything about it.
I saw them, though. I wish I had time to get down there again now, but if Nicholas is still missing, I want Mr. Mason to take me to Nicky's father.
The king?
The ex-king, yes. It's risky, but if he'll see me, I'm going to tell him that...
Wait a minute, Uncle Frank. Who do you think's in the cellar?
Well, he may not be there now. And I don't know how he could even get into the country. But I think it's the dwarf, Rainey.
Holy Moses. Mom's scared to death of him. And so's Betty.
I'm not going to tell them. But I'm pretty sure it was Rainey who left the little figure of the priestess in Betty's room.
Brother.
Come on. We'll go up now. Remember, keep quiet about this, Bob.
Oh, I will.
Oh, there he is. Uncle Frank, don't you think it's all right for me to go down into town when you do?
Well, you'd have to come back alone, Betty.
Well, I could go with her, Mom. Is it okay?
We'll see. How do you feel, Don?
Fine. You know, you all act as if I'd been found floating in the North Atlantic.
You sure look a lot better this morning.
She ought to stay in bed, though. I told her she could write a long letter to Daddy, Uncle Frank, but she's run out of stationery.
Well,
so...
why not let them go, Dot? They could meet me at the consulate later. You aren't afraid to stay here alone?
Well, Lugos and Mara are downstairs. They are, aren't they?
Of course they are. And I should be back in an hour.
All right then, Betty. I hope they found Nicholas by this time.
Oh, so do I. Go on, Bets, get your hat. Doggone it, I wish we knew Nicky better. We'd have some idea where he'd go.
Oh, Bob, why do you keep saying that? Somebody's kidnapped him. Gypsies, I bet.
What a chance.
Well, his father'd pay a lot to get him back, and gypsies...
Hey, pipe down. There's one now.
Oh, he didn't hear what I said, did he?
Well, just walk past him as if you didn't see him.
Dobre ben, pan, Schlesna.
We don't speak your language.
Oh, I say good day, gentlemen and young lady.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Rojim, I speak to you for one moment.
We're going into town and we have much time.
One moment. I tell you something you like to hear.
Oh, he wants to tell our fortunes, Bob.
Ah, see, but not today, Schlesna. Are you like to hear what has happened to Mladje Nicholas Karavitz?
Huh? Do you know?
Ah, no. It is so.
Why haven't you told the police or the soldiers?
Yeah.
Let's take him to the consulate, Bob. Uncle Frank will know who to tell.
Ne. You go too fast.
What do you mean? Nicholas has been gone since last night.
Where is he?
Speak softly, Pani. Speak softly.
Why? Look, we can turn off where our uncle did and be at the American consulate in 5 minutes.
It cannot be as you say.
Why not?
If one should learn I have spoken, I would not leave.
Our uncle won't tell on you.
No, he won't let anybody
hurt you. No man can save me from the vengeance of the Romani.
Well, why did you tell us this if you're so afraid somebody will give you away?
Protoji, if you speak, the Romani will not discover my name.
Oh, Bob, what do we care why he told us? Tell us where Nicky is. We won't say a word about you.
Dobre. Tonight the Romani will take him to the high mountain.
What?
But if you follow me, I show you where he is hidden now.
Down there in the town?
Anna, follow me down the hill until I go into a shop. You go in, too.
All right, go on.
No, wait a minute. What are you getting out of this?
Oh, Pan, Nicholas was my prince before the strong one came.
Let's don't just stand here, Bob. I think it's wonderful he do this for Nicky. Go on, we'll follow you.
Dobre, dobre.
Oh, won't Nicky be surprised when we come walking in?
Yeah. Let's go. Only, how'd that gypsy know we'd be coming down here this morning?
Yes. And he must have seen us with Uncle Frank. Why didn't he speak to us then?
Oh, well. Hey, he's turning into that little house right there. I thought he meant he was going straight down into town, didn't you?
I guess he didn't understand what you asked him.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go in?
Oh, sure. I didn't know this place was a shop.
Neither did I, and we've passed it 100 times. Why, it's fascinating. Oh, there's a spinning wheel. It must be an antique shop.
Come with me, young gentleman and lady.
What do they sell here? I don't see anything.
Very fine lace. Katya makes it.
Who?
Don't you see the old woman in the corner?
Oh, yeah.
In this room, Proje. You will wait here.
Where are you going?
Into the shop again, for one moment.
Oh, Bob, look. There's a little hole in the door where you can peek into the shop. See what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking to the old woman. Well, she'd have to be in on it, too, if Nicky's here someplace.
What's he laughing at? Can you hear what they're saying?
Well, wait a minute. Sure. Put your ear up against the door, too.
Okay.
They came with me at once. I have not lost my cunning with a foreigner.
Small Nick. Your voice is too loud. They will hear you.
Nah, the door is heavy. They will not hear.
What do you suppose they want us to do?
Did I not tell you, Katya? With all the talk of Nicholas, the uncle and the mother of these two will believe they also are taken by the Romani. And give me gold.
Huh? How do you like that?
Well, we don't have to stay here. Let's go.
Shh. He said the gypsies got Nicky. Maybe we'll find out where he is yet.
You can steal, Schmolnik. And you can rob a poor shopkeeper. But there is no good in this. These young ones have sharp eyes. They will remember and they
now
will...
Now be silent, Katya. When I have the gold, we will take the Romany Road. The young ones will not see my face again.
The uncle will see it. And he gives you the gold.
Nitti! It will be dark and he is stupid like all foreigners.
Oh, yeah?
It is you who are stupid, Schmolnik. You have not so much as fastened the door to the back room. When you go to bring the wagon, the young ones will...
My hands are too quick even for you to see. The door is well fastened, Katya.
Bob, he's going to take us away in a gypsy wagon.
We're not in it yet.
If they make too much noise while I am gone for the wagon, you will know what to do. Huh? Take the knife.
Oh, he's gone out. Gosh, I suppose that was his wagon out there.
Well, let's think of something.
We'd better, and fast. Maybe there's a back door. Hey, there is. Oh, it's locked, too. It would be.
Oh, how can it be, Bob? There's no keyhole.
Well, try it yourself.
Okay.
Babs, don't make so much noise. She'll be in here to see what we're doing.
Oh, do you think she could hear that?
Well, don't take any chances. I bet the door's bolted on the outside.
Oh, dear. And we could never crawl through that little tiny window.
No. Oh, it's not very far from the door, though.
What good does that do?
Well, hey, you know what they do in the movies?
What?
They wrap something up in a piece of cloth and break the glass, and it hardly makes a sound.
Yes, but...
I bet I could reach out and unbolt that door. I'm going to try it. Give me your scarf. I'll wrap it around my fist.
Here, take it. There he is. Oh, hurry, Bob, hurry!
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen. Place a penny on a table. Then cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Then utter the magic word, so coot. Now remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.